history through the eyes of those who lived it. This is Hometown Heroes, proudly honoring the men and women whose service and sacrifice have secured our freedom. Now, the host of Hometown Heroes, Paul Leffler.
Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes, the program that reminds you no matter where you live in this great country of ours, no matter how big or how small your hometown might be, there are indeed heroes around us. They might be around the corner, down the street, or even right next door. But we'll never know unless we take a little time to ask some questions and listen as these heroes share. The idea is to honor our veterans for their service and sacrifice, to preserve their stories so the rest of us never forget the price that's been paid for our freedom, that freedom we so easily take for granted. And as we take these trips back in time, we're not only educated, we're entertained, and often we're inspired by these stories from our greatest generation. Show's going to be a little bit different today, but I think it's timely. America is in search of things that unite us, that bring people from different walks of life together behind a common cause. Over the years, I've seen that honoring our veterans is something we can all agree on, and that sure was demonstrated powerfully in Las Vegas in recent months. As an aside, this radio program is just about to mark its 10th anniversary on the air, but it grew out of a series I had started on local television news. The TV news business gets more than its fair share of criticism. But today we're going to hear the other side of that coin, an example of how delivering information to the public gives the American people an opportunity to respond. And the reaction to what happened to one proud Navy World War II veteran in Las Vegas is something that I think is pretty heartwarming, and it's pretty encouraging. Before we sit down to hear some of New Jersey native William Barclay's experiences during World War II, let's hear some of the initial TV report from ABC affiliate KTNV in Las Vegas on February 15th, 2017.
A 92-year-old veteran is heartbroken after three of his American flags and a U.S. Navy flag are burned to ashes. 13 Action News reporter Gina Lazara talked with him tonight about why the crime cuts so deep. She's live now in front of his home near Nellis in Wyoming. Gina.
Steve, two of those American flags flew on each side of William's car. You can see where the arsonist set fire right here. Those other two flags, his American flag and his Navy flag, flew on that flagpole in his yard.
Here's my ship, and here's when I was 18.
William Barclay is 92 years old, but when he was 18, he was a U.S. Navy signalman.
I commissioned it. And I decommissioned it.
That means during World War II, he was responsible for receiving, encoding, and decoding messages sent via the American flag on this ship.
The flag used to be right in the back here.
William is very proud of his time that he spent serving for our country.
I handled the flag the whole 2 years I was there.
So he can't wrap his head around what happened last night.
Well, they meant a lot to me.
William walked outside this morning to let his dog out.
See? Just like this.
Only to find his Navy flag burnt to ashes and his American flag left in shreds.
I picked the flag up like this. I said, what the heck's wrong? What happened to my flag?
Police told William a group of people went around setting multiple fires in the area last night, and he happened to be one of the victims.
All I went through, and then somebody goes and burns my flag. I hope they catch him.
As of this airing, 6 months after the crime, those perpetrators have not been caught. But they really aren't the story anymore. The outpouring of support that ensued after that TV report aired has been a blessing that overwhelmingly dwarfs the anger and disappointment Mr. Barclay felt in the moment. Again, we're going to hear from this 92-year-old veteran himself in a few minutes. But to put it all in context, let's talk to the reporter you heard in that piece, Gina Lazara of KTNV in Las Vegas. Gina, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're real busy, so I appreciate you taking this time. And I'm curious, when you first heard about this, and I know what TV newsrooms are like, there are all kinds of calls that come in, some really serious and some completely off the wall. But when Mr. Barclay's daughter called to tell you guys what had happened to her father and to his flags, what was your first reaction?
We didn't really understand what a big deal it was at the time. It was kind of like,
you know, my dad had his flags burned, and there were American flags and Navy flags. We didn't realize what a character he was and his history, and that he's a World War II veteran. He clearly did not deserve this at all. He's the last person you would want this to happen to. So, you know, when we got the story tip into the newsroom, we didn't realize how big this was going to be. We actually had no idea. So I feel so lucky that I was the chosen one that got to go interview Mr. Barkley and get to know him and actually go back out there multiple times.
Well, and I guess you had to keep going back out there to update the story, because the real story became how people responded, not just your local viewers in Las Vegas, but once it went viral online, people all over the country and even all over the world.
I don't think anyone in my newsroom could have predicted how big the response was going to be. I don't know if we've ever seen a response this big to a story. Instantly, as soon as that story aired and as soon as it was put on the website and on Facebook, for at least 2 weeks straight, at least we had hundreds of calls, Facebook messages, emails, so many people asking how can they help. Some people just flat out asking for his address because they were going to go ahead and mail him, you know, American flag and Navy flag. And I mean, we got tons of requests of people that wanted to help him, people from all over the country that wanted to fly him to Washington, D.C. and honor him and completely spoil him. And oh, my gosh, one of his favorite gifts was someone made a wooden flag for him. He's always says, I've never seen a wooden flag before. Check this out. It's hand painted. It was hand done just for me. He's so appreciative and enthusiastic about every single gift that he gets. I mean, he gets tears in his eyes talking about it in every update story that we do. He's so grateful. I always think to myself, and I always say it, that he literally was the best person for this to happen to, because he's so genuine, he's so real, he's so sweet. And he truly, every single flag that comes in, he keeps track. Like every time someone offers to paint his house, to give him new landscaping, to lay down some fake sod, he is so thankful every single time. He honestly gets tears in his eyes every time someone offers something to him or brings him something. He has such a sharp, great memory for being 92 years old. Every person that comes in, it's not like, oh, it's just another flag. He actually hears them out. And he listens to them and he hears their backstory of why they decided to come and do what they did for him. He was the best person for this to happen to, because he loves talking about his time in the Navy. He didn't even get to graduate high school. And he was, you know, he was excited to go serve for our country. And even though it was so long ago and it was such a short period of time, it was such a crazy time in his life and such a impactful time in his life that it still does. I mean, he clearly thinks about it for hours each and every day, even though he's 92 years old. So every gesture and everything everyone does for him means so much to him. And I know he is probably going to bed at night the happiest 92-year-old in the world.
And you mentioned painting his house, landscaping his yard. He had a whole state-of-the-art security system installed. Home Depot even gave him lights to light up the flag so they could fly at night. That list goes on and on. And I have some photos up at hometownheroesradio.com and the Hometown Heroes Facebook page that can put a picture to some of these words you're hearing on the radio. And like you said, Gina, you were there documenting a lot of that as it was happening. What did you learn from this steady stream of people stepping up to help and really turning what was a sour situation into something so heartwarming?
Absolutely. You know, something so terrible and so careless. And I'm still so angry that these, you know, kids or whoever they were not caught, because I think that they deserve to be caught and, you know, something needs to happen to them. But I'm sure that they see what I'm sure that they have seen what's happened. I'm sure they've seen the reaction from the community and from the country, actually. So I'm sure they're very nervous about what they did and getting caught someday. But, you know, like I was saying, something so bad and so flat out mean, and then something so amazing to come out of it. I mean, I know that these people that are dropping items off at Williams and shipping things to him, you know, no one's getting into, are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? Where do you stand? None of that matters, because they saw something bad happen and they are trying to turn it into a good situation. And honestly, the people all over the country have done that. They have turned something so bad into something so good.
And I've seen his notebook with this handwritten list he's keeping of everything he's been given and who it's all from. But is there one specific gesture or one moment throughout this process that made the most lasting impression on you?
So there was this one woman whose son actually died
while serving for our country. She stopped over and she gave William a flag and wrote a letter with it so that he could understand who this came from in the backstory, and knowing that, you know, this woman's young son passed away. And he read the letter aloud on camera, and he could not even make it through. He was just crying and taken aback by what this lady wrote and why she would choose him to give something so meaningful to him. And he, I know I said it in the beginning, but he seriously took each and every gift to him to heart. You know, he didn't just say, oh, this one's just another flag. He remembers every time someone gave something to him, and he remembers the connection. And it was, I mean, I think that every time I went there, I've probably been there 5 times. I've definitely cried every single time I visited William.
We're talking to Gina Lazara of KTNV, ABC 13 in Las Vegas. We appreciate your time, Gina. And one more thing, not to put you on the spot or anything, but I'm interested in the impact that covering this story has had on you. Has it changed your perspective or taught you anything?
Sure. I mean, some people probably don't realize that being a news reporter has perks like this. We do more than cover murders and fatal accidents and the divide in our country. We get to meet amazing people like 92-year-old William Barkley, and he will be with me forever. He'll be with me the rest of my life, and you know, I hope to be a part of his the rest of his life. And this is honestly one of the biggest perks of my job, is that I get to meet people like William, and I get to essentially be a part of how his world has changed since this incident.
It definitely has changed, and it's so uplifting and encouraging to see. Thanks for telling that story in Las Vegas and for sharing your perspective on it here on Hometown Heroes for all our listeners on all our stations. That's Gina Lazara. I have some of her reporting on this linked for you at hometownheroesradio.com and on the Hometown Heroes Facebook page, along with photos of Mr. Barkley and a few of the gifts he's received since becoming the victim of this vandalism. When we come back, we're going to talk to him about all of this, but also what we do every week on this program, take you back in time. And we'll hear what Mr. Barkley did as a teenage sailor aboard the USS Stockdale, a destroyer escort that guided convoys across the treacherous Atlantic Ocean to North Africa and to Europe in 1944 and 1945. We're even going to hear about one incident in which a German dive bomber was headed straight at him, only to turn away at the last moment and crash into the sea. Hometown Heroes will be right back after this. Remember when the bank gave you free checking and savings accounts, even making money for you when you kept your dollars there? Paul Leffler here to say I've recaptured those days, and you can too with EECU. It's not a bank. It's a nonprofit credit union that just keeps growing and growing. The newest branch is in Tulare, and nearly 250,000 EECU members represent 10 different California counties. As little as $250 in a savings account earns you dividends. And access is so easy. 30,000 ATMs, free mobile banking. And I haven't even told you what I love most about EECU, the credit union's support of causes up and down our area, like Central Valley Honor Flight. More than 800 veterans have gotten to see their memorials in Washington, D.C. for free because of the leadership and financial support of EECU. Ready to join the team yet? Call 1-800-538-3328.